Hey, it's Sunday 1, so I don't have that much food. Well, luckily I have my character sheet, so. It's got everything on it. It's up to date, too.
And luckily I have an extra thing of dice because I'm making a new character for my neck for Audrey's gaming group, so I have a thing of dice.
I told her I have a giant bird and a fox.
Okay, and we'll play. Got a bird.
We don't have that. I'll get back to it in a second.
What is this?
It's like there's something that was started and never finished, apparently.
Oh, I think it's when I started trying to get Rosie a new one.
Yeah, could be.
And then I ended up finding it.
Okay. Once last we broke, Dan and Selena were with. You had just succeeded, basically, in taking down the one assassin who had fled from the, he's the one you originally saw with the crossbow when you guys were fleeing the restaurant, and they shot at you from the alleyway, and you guys spotted him while you were in the Merchant's Guild, and Selena and the lady rode, chased him up on a merry chase, basically. And then eventually Dan and Smythe, was it Smythe or was it the warrior? No, Smythe, because the warrior went in the room with the other assassin. Yeah, so they followed, you guys followed up and went to the greenhouse and everything, and then you jumped into the cart, and then you went down. So anyway, you did manage to put down the fleeing assassin. So where we pick up, we're going to do a little bit of a fast forward, so you can actually do one of your minor heals on yourself if you want. If you're healing first, you can do that, yeah.
Right? I'll do
that. Okay, roll a d20. That made it. So then d3. It's a d6 divided by 3. So you get 1. Do you have healing as well?
So does Rosie.
Rosie does?
Yes.
Okay, so Rosie can do it.
I need to be gem.
She succeeded with a natural 1. It's open-ended high. And she rolled a 3, so she's on a d4. She rolled a 4. Woo! She's on a d6. I'm going to watch her roll under 4. 6! She's on a d8! Oh, I am cranking!
Is this how much she's healing here for?
Yeah, but whatever I roll, so it could be less than 6 at this point. 6! You get 6 hit points back.
Yay! That's not bad. That's
Are
no, it's not.
Awesome.
My score is 15, so I'll be at 10. I'll be 5 hit points down instead of 11.
Yep.
What?
Okay. And so, was Dan hurt, you recall?
I have a bruise because I jumped off the
cart. Okay, so you could roll healing on that if you want.
I have a bruise. A bruise.
No problem. It'll be 3.
Aha! Uh-huh.
2.
Alright, I'm good.
Alright.
It took
okay.
One health.
So we're fast forwarding a little bit. And I'm gonna set the scene for you. Okay.
I love it when they say scenes.
Alright. So, it's still night, very late, dark, right? It's raining outside. And it's probably in the low 50s. And what has happened is the two of you and Smythe and took the captured assassin to the local constabulary, basically the sheriff's office. Okay.
Isn't one bird still getting chased?
Not in this scene. Okay, that was last session. Anyway, so you're standing in a narrow hallway, and there are several rooms off of this. Watch it, doesn't go there. Off of this hallway, and then out front there are some cells. Basically, this is where they lock up criminals in the short term. And the two of you are there. The guy is conscious, and he's in one of the side rooms, like an interrogation room, basically sitting at a table. And his head's down on his arms. He's been stripped of all his weapons and stuff. And they don't haven't figured out anything about who he is or who hired him or anything like that yet.
Don't be dominant.
Okay. And so the two of you are standing there in the hallway. You just got there. And Smythe steps up and is talking to a guy named Juno. Juno is a local detective, and he's 5'2", thin and wiry and strong, and he carries a black powder pistol on his belt, which you guys have seen those, but rarely. And he has a rapier, which is a long, thin sword. Yep. And he wears very light armor, like light leather armor.
Did we ever find out what happened to Black?
Yeah. Yes. But we're focused on this scene right now. Okay. So it's like, imagine you're watching a TV show. If you want to fast forward, do that on your own time. Or rewind. Just doing what we're doing right now. You're supposed to be in character. Okay. So they talk very briefly and you don't really catch what they're saying, but it's clear they're having a disagreement. And then Juno turns around and heads down the hallway toward where the cages are. You guys came in the back door. You can see out the back door. The door's propped open right now. It's warm in the building and they're using the cold air to cool off the building. It doesn't have many windows at all. The building doesn't. And you're standing just outside the door of the interrogation room where the assassin is. Okay. And then Juno heads down the hallway toward the front where the cages are, and Smythe is following him, and you get the sense that they're not happy with each other. Like, they argued, and now he's following him for some unknown reason. At the end of that hallway where the cage room is, Juno turns to the left, just past one of the cages, and Smythe goes to turn to the left, so he's about 25 feet away from you, and he looks back, and as he looks back, the two of you look at him like, what are we supposed to do? Because he basically told you to wait right there as he walked away, and he motions like this, he goes, and then he goes past the hallway.
He's telling us to go.
So it seemed like he was motioning toward the wall, not toward outside. Both of you roll a d20.
Okay. Right, the music stops. Oh, 15. Hey, look. Hopefully a high number's good.
I got 15.
I got 20.
Well, we both went high. Please tell me it was a high number.
I got 20.
I rolled magic. So.
Write down me.
I got a 20.
Got 15.
You both did get a high number.
Maybe high.
A natural 20, though. Crazy. What I feel like a fight's about to happen.
There might be a fight between Mike and the other guy, but that's not okay. Unless you're saying.
Oh, here we go. That should be it. Okay. So you both rolled high.
I got 15, he got 20.
That's not a dice. Okay, so Selena is pretty sure. Dan thinks he's just waving him off, maybe go outside, leave, something. But Selena's pretty sure that he's telling you to go in where the assassin is. And you get the impression that he was turning the assassin over to Juno to get information, but Juno seemed upset with him for something, whether it was that or something different, whatever, and now he's not being allowed to question the suspect. But right now, the two of you are standing outside the door where the suspect is, and the only other person that's around is a guard that's by the back door.
Did we get an exchange trouble for going in there?
You don't know. Probably not. I mean, the worst, it shouldn't be illegal, so the worst that would happen would be you get yelled at or something.
Do I know that Dan was, like, that Dan thinks we should go outside?
I'm on both sides.
It's a role-playing game. If you want to know what he's thinking, talk to him. He's looking, right now he's looking toward the door out, not looking
for
the
door. Are we going?
Are we going to get in trouble for going in there?
Going in where? I thought we were leaving.
I'm pretty sure he was pointing for us to go in.
We shouldn't. If we have to go in there, we shouldn't get in trouble. We were the ones who were attacking him.
Where was he waving at us to go? I'm pretty sure it was in there.
Alright, well, I go into the room then. She's staying in there.
So he walks into the suspect.
Well, I'll follow behind him.
We're stuck.
Okay. Are you closing the door behind you or leaving it open?
Closing.
I was going to leave it open in case we have to run.
Okay, so she closes the door. When the door latches, it does have a mechanical latch, knob, lock, that kind of thing. When it latches, it goes click, click. And when it does, he sits up and, like, puts his hands up on the table in front of you and looks at the two of you, like, expectantly.
Hi.
He says, who are you?
She was the one who kicked your butt.
I know that. Why are you... What do you want?
To know who you work for.
Who we are is out of the question. Who are you?
They call me Iron Hand in the streets. Real name's Jessup.
Who hired you to kill?
I can't tell you that.
Yeah, you can. You're the nicest one too.
You guys elves?
Yes.
Well, you're here among all these gods. You think telling is gonna make him come after you? If your friends come after you because you told them, if you told them you wouldn't tell and they come after you, they're just gonna get captured too. You're not gonna be hurt by them if you tell us.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna be in jail forever. I'll get out eventually, and I'll have to answer for being a snitch.
Tell us. Or else you won't. We're trying to make you tell us before you get hurt. Because they might not be as nice as we are.
Okay. All right. So both of you can roll percentile dice rolls. You're looking for a high number as you're trying to use your charisma to influence him. Percentile dice.
Oh, wait. I don't think I have all the dice. Yeah, I do. I got the dice.
18.
They roll really well.
They're metal.
They roll really well. I'm going to re-roll that one. 74.
18.
I got 74.
Yeah, he doesn't seem convinced. He sits back in the chair.
I don't know if I'll get in trouble for this. I won't do it.
I miss.
Are you laughing maniacally, or are you laughing inside your head?
I was laughing inside my head. Can I have your staff?
No, before I handed to him, I was one in his ear. Nothing about the guild. Now make that clear.
Nothing about the guild.
Yeah. Okay, can I have your staff? Or a staff?
She said she was handing it to you.
Okay, I take it. I'm going to smack him on the side of the head.
What?
Okay. How hard?
No.
Just a little tap. Just like this.
Okay. I mean, he puts his hand up, but you wind up hitting his arm. It probably smarts a little bit. He'll say, hey!
Who do you work for?
Okay.
I elbow him because I'm standing right.
All right, roll percentile dice again.
How do you
now you're for? You've switched to intimidation now. You were bargaining before, now you're intimidating.
Oh.
I elbow him.
Like, after he
hits him, I elbow him.
I got 10 to 0.
Elbow him?
Yeah. Is
that
10? Yes. Okay, I got 10.
All right, so she nudges you with her elbow to say, hey, cut it out.
No.
Keep this guy away from me.
He's,
It's crazy.
Who do you work for?
I'm not telling you nothing. I'm less afraid.
No way.
Roll a d20.
10. I keep rolling.
Yeah, I nudge him again. And
okay, so he pushes back away from the table. The chair grates on the floor, and the staff passes in front of him and doesn't hit him. And he's like, "Hey now!" And he stands up and he's standing behind the chair trying to stay back.
I snatch my staff back out of Dan's hand.
I left my staff.
He says, "Help! This guy's dangerous in here."
We want to know who he is.
He's not gonna hurt you.
He's trying to hurt me.
No, I'm not.
Keep him away from me.
I don't want to know who you work for.
He's.
If I really wanted to hurt you, I have a sword on my side.
He looks at the sword. That's a pretty big sword.
He's not gonna hurt you. He's just very convinced that he's the bad police.
Not true. I just wanna know who you work for.
I know what you're talking about. You just tried to hit me 3 times with that staff.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
He did hit me once. Look, I have a bruise already. It's getting bigger.
Yeah, well. You put your arm up. You could have died like you did before.
I elbow him again.
Help!
I ain't gonna come help you.
Dan, get out of here. Get out.
No.
Get out.
I'll step back. I gotta step in the corner.
Okay.
That's right. Take your time out.
He breathes a little easier.
Don't do anything stupid.
I elbow him.
I mean, it's nothing personal.
I'm not near you anymore.
The room's only like 10 by 10, so.
I backed away.
He's in the corner.
Fine, I'll step.
It's nothing personal.
I'm not gonna hurt you. I just wanna know who you work for.
What did you want with. The lady.
The lady.
Alright, roll percentile dice. If he is more convinced by your charm than by his muscle.
11.
We're not exactly rolling hot on the dice, though.
Alright.
Okay. He says, I can tell you that much. Just keep that maniac away from me.
Excuse me?
You heard
I give him a glare.
A few fits. He says,
that's fine. I'll get caught in the maniac.
It wasn't me.
What?
It wasn't me. Friend of mine, Burrow. Got a contract. Some lady paid him money. Said that there was a spy. She was going to be spying on the meeting. And we should stop it.
Why did you not want her to know about the meeting?
I don't know nothing. Bert was the one you got to talk to. He's the one who took the contract. He's the one who paid me. Well, supposed to pay me anyway.
Is this the guy who tried to kill
not paying you now.
The guy?
No, this is the guy who fired the crossbow at you outside the inn. When you guys were riding away from the restaurant, taking her to the guild.
Yeah.
He fired a crossbow at you.
Well, then why were you there if it wasn't you?
I was supposed to get paid. I shot at you.
How much?
That.
How much did you try to pay? How much was he paying?
10 gold.
Gonna just give him the money, saying, "Now you can tell us what you want." I don't think that's done.
Not about the money now. Now I'm in trouble with the law.
Yep.
That's how life works. Some people haven't learned that.
So, where is your friend now? Would you know?
I mean, he's at the Bolt of Silk Inn this time just about every night. So if he's not being hunted by the law, which he probably doesn't know that they know anything, then that's probably where you'd find him.
So find him.
In the tavern.
Where was he at?
I mean...
Does he travel everywhere or a lot?
No, I mean, this is our neighborhood, so...
So he would be at the inn.
Why would he stay here if he is ordering another lady to... ordering someone to kill this lady.
I mean, he was there. Probably the one who almost killed her. I was just covering his escape. And then when I saw her getting away, I took a shot to see if I could finish what I assume it was Burrow started.
Did you know if
he... you're going to go talk to him, don't tell him I sent you.
We won't.
He wouldn't care because you never know. This law can be powerful. They could send him for death if they wanted to. He would care.
That's true, but he'd care. If they don't send me to death, he might.
They might
take offense.
They might.
The only reason I'm giving him up now is because. I don't know, why am I talking to you guys?
Do you know who the person that gave your friend the contract?
No.
You don't know her name?
No, I never saw her. For all I know, she might not even be real. Burrow said a woman approached him, offered him the gold. He said she offered him 20 gold to stop the spy from spying on the meeting, and I could have half if I covered his retreat. That's what he said. My guess is she probably paid him 50 gold, and he was only paying me the 10. But it's still a lot of money for half hour's work.
The best bet I can do to you for you right now is I can tell whoever's actually supposed to be in here.
Okay, you hear footsteps coming down the hall now. Barren here at the door, like split second to react type thing. Okay, the door swings open and you see Juno standing in the doorway. Hey, what are you guys doing in here?
Getting him to talk.
You're gonna get me in trouble.
We already got him.
Step out of the room.
We got information for you already, okay. If he wants to tell you.
He steps in the room, and then he's in the room with the guy alone. Smythe's in the hallway.
We got him to talk.
Juno closes the door behind him. You hear the door latch, so it's just the guy and Juno in the room. The guy says, "When you start using elves," Juno says, "Shut up and sit down." And then that's the last thing you hear from the room.
I think he likes
once the door is shut, there's very, very little sound that comes out of the room. Okay, Smythe says, "We're going out the back door." You guys are kind of blocking in the hallway, so he's motioning for you to go. So
I will.
Okay. All right. You pass the guard who's standing just outside the door. He's under an overhang, but it is raining outside. Once you get outside, once you go leave like 3 or 4 feet away from the door, you're going to be in the rain. Okay.
Yeah,
I know. Smythe does the same, right? So he takes you left from the overhang, and you go skip an alley, past another building, and then there's an overhang on a building that looks like kind of like a warehouse. In the back, and there's nobody outside there. And so he steps up under there so you can get out of the rain, and shakes off his cloak. And then he puts his hood down so you can see his face. He says, "So Juno is a member of our guild, but he got wind something was happening tonight and was involved in another aspect of it. He's not happy. He told me normally he'd let me question the suspect. He said I couldn't even talk to him. So what do you guys find out?"
Well, we found out...
We found out
it was not him. He was being paid to cover his master's escape. Friend's escape. 10 gold. We found out
not much, but plenty for a short job like that.
We found out his friend was staying. Was it Baltimore?
Burrow.
At the Burrow Inn.
Burrow was
pretty much
his
friend's name. This time each night, is what he said.
Yeah, Burrow was his friend's name, and he named the inn.
His friend's name was Olo.
All right.
He should be there now, according to him.
Here's what I propose, assuming you guys are still interested in being involved in this whole thing. Okay. We'll take a carriage to the inn. I'll stay discreet, since apparently, according to what Juno's saying, there's contract out on me as well. And then you guys go in and talk to this Burrow character and see if you can find out from him who it was that hired him. We need to trace it back and figure out who's trying to eliminate the guild.
The thing is, if we didn't get a description.
Somebody at the inn will know what he looks like then.
Yeah.
It's too bad you didn't get that. It would have helped.
We ended up getting interrupted before I could say anything about that.
Okay.
We can't tell him that his friend gave this up, and we can't tell him that the laws aren't here in the one. That's pretty far my
option. Yeah, he'll run out of here.
Maybe if you spot him, you could ask him to come outside in the alley to talk about a job or something like that, and then I can be there and I talk to him myself. This is kind of a rough place
for
young.
Yeah, but if we find out that it's... We promised his friend we wouldn't tell. If he talked, we wouldn't tell his friend anything about it. That's how we got him to talk, maybe.
I'll just say we have a job for you. Yeah,
he's probably going to suspect it anyway. Once we talk to him and ask him questions about who hired him, we could say that we have a witness that saw him at the restaurant, and we're not particularly interested in punishing him or turning him over to the law, but we want to know who hired him.
That would look...
Problem is, we may have to either get physical with him or bribe him to tell us who hired him.
I might have got a little bit physical with the guy in there.
I had to snatch the staff from his hand.
I got him to talk.
Sometimes that's the only language they understand.
Actually, no, you did not. He refused to talk. I had to shove you back in the corner for him to talk.
I didn't. I stepped
yes,
back.
Yes, I do.
Good constable, bad constable. Pretty smart.
Hey, at least he was talked after that.
Yeah. All right.
I told him I
we'll go up to the main street. We should be able to get a carriage here pretty quick and then head over there to the Boltmore.
Can you say hello in language?
Yeah, it's put up right now.
Okay.
I have to say something about it.
And
it's fine. It can be arranged.
I don't need it yet.
Okay. So you go out to Main Street, he steps out in the street, hails a carriage. Basically, they have big enclosed, kind of, if you know what a hansom is, which is like a Victorian-era carriage, and that's what they use in Southern Miss Cove. Has two horses. It'll keep you out of the rain. It's pretty quick, and there's not a lot of people out because it's so late at night.
Except for that version.
He steps up, and he says, heading to the Boltmore? Yeah, this is a rough part of town. I can get you there, but I can't wait for you. I go off shift at midnight. That's fine. How much? How many folks you got? Three of us. Six copper will do.
I can bet.
He pulls his acceptance case. He opens the door so the two of you can leave the cover of the alley and run up into the carriage, or at least hustle because it's raining.
Yeah.
All right, so you step into the carriage. The carriage is plushly decorated on the inside. It has pink cushions that go along the front and back of the room that you're riding in. There are windows in the doors and next to the doors. You can look outside, but they're all shaded right now, and rain is still coming in a little bit and dripping down on the floor and running out some holes on the floor, but the shades are keeping the rain out pretty well. The sound of the rain is somewhat amplified in the carriage, and the ride across town takes about 20 minutes.
I'm gonna pull out my frog knife, open it, and I get the frog out. And play around with the frog. It comes out of the knife. Yeah, you know that knife that I bought?
Oh, the frog. I thought you said bog.
No, I have a frog. I'm just playing around with frog.
Rivet.
Put the frog in Selena's head.
I laugh at it and I'm boop god.
It's going to take her in a minute because Caleb has to go in. Caleb literally has to leave the building in less than a minute. He probably stopped here. Oh, you come back here? All right. Yeah, I'm just going to help him. Okay, anyway, so a 20-minute ride across town. In the rain, the sound is amplified somewhat by the roof of the hansom. While you're riding, Smythe says,
I'm a frog.
Could it be that this whole thing has something to do with that merchant's guild and the fact that one of our members came back into town specifically to spy on them? I can't believe that they would try to wipe out our guild because of that one transgression.
Very much so. He said that his friend said there's a lady spying on this deal that would be happening between these merchants, and that they had to stop it. He said he wasn't even told anything else.
You know, I should have gone in that room before anything else happened. I was there before that your friend got, before she got, even got attacked.
Yeah, so...
I should have gone in before anything else.
I mean, you're not responsible, but I understand what you're saying. You might be dead or severely hurt. Sounds like this guy was dangerous.
He had a...
Whoever he was,
he had a poison.
If it was Burrow that tried to kill her, and whoever hired Burrow, maybe they know why the guild is being...
attacked.
Yeah, why the guild is being targeted.
I still don't know much about the guild.
According to Juno, there was another attack across town, and we already know that there was one other attack.
Yeah.
So that's three separate attacks.
How many people are in town spying?
I mean, I would guess there are dozens at least, maybe hundreds.
Do you know anybody else right now that is in here and know where they are? That could...
Not really, no. I mean, they could be on a spying mission?
Yeah.
No, but merchant guilds, this kind of thing happens all the time. And they steal each other's secrets, they outbid on contracts. I mean, it doesn't even seem that important. That's what I'm saying. Why would he try to kill her to stop her?
It must have been...
He clearly attacked her from behind for surprise. He could have just sapped her or knocked her out.
It must have been something that could not be...
He could have knocked her out, but then she would have, if...
She heard anything about it already.
We talked
to her a little bit before she passed out again, and it didn't seem like she heard anything that was that condemning. You know what I mean? That was even really important.
He could have knocked her out, but it's possible that, like, if he knocked her out, she could have seen something or known something about him, and the process of telling him to knock her out, it means she would have a story to tell. Or maybe... She already might know something or two about this, so we can't have her alive.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he said something, because she came in on the conversation partway through. Maybe they said something before she got there that was dangerous. But again, there were two other attacks as well. Neither one of them had anything to do with spying, really.
The one thing that I know might have actually happened is... People know about your guild.
Maybe Yang will come up with something. He's working on it on the magical side. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
There was probably somebody in the guild that told other people about the guild, and now they're trying to stop the entire guild in general.
But why?
Maybe you have something of value that people want.
It's possible. A member... I mean, some of our members steal things, buy things, trade, and rare items.
Maybe there's something that you have there that
the only way we
want.
Could get to the bottom of that would be with a series of meetings or a meeting to find out if anybody has picked up anything recently. You know, now there's only like five members that we've not had dealings with already tonight. So if it's one of them.
I think I know what we should do.
Okay.
Or you, maybe, because I don't know if we'll be here tomorrow. Get everybody else together that you can trust and know for sure that they didn't do anything, and put them in a separate area. And maybe have a meeting about them and explain to them what's going on to keep their eyes out.
And they also have to continue conducting their normal business. That's the other problem. If we can't get to the bottom of who's hunting us, we may not be able to stop it. If we can't stop it, they're gonna get us eventually, because most of our guild members have other jobs. Like Juno's a detective, Yang works for the Merchants Guild. I mean,
who is one person that you know of that doesn't have that should wouldn't be busy full time, and that would actually be able to help?
We have a lady who. I mean, other than entertaining and that kind of thing, she's a baroness. She doesn't really... I'm like you described. I'm a merchant's second son. My father is a landed noble, and I have... My free time is pretty free. And she's the same way. So we're the only two that don't have some other kind of commitments.
Maybe we need to talk to her. Because if she's the one that entertained everybody...
She'd be in danger?
Possibly. If she knows if she's there full time or not.
I wouldn't think that...
Well, if she entertains, then she would go in front of public crowds, right?
It's more like parties.
Yeah.
In fact, I think they have a party going on at her mansion right now.
Then we should probably head there instead.
in case there's an attack.
Yeah. Because it's the same thing that just happened at the Merchant's Guild that I stopped before Black took the guy into the other room. That might happen when she's not entertaining. Or
if they're trying to knock out the guild, and there's a harmless party with a guild member performing.
What's more easier than taking her out?
So Null, I wouldn't be thinking along these lines because everyone's identity is kept secret. In order for us to even check on her, I'd have to give away her identity. If I show up there, we're not seen together in public.
Then we do it.
I could get you invites, but you can't go dressed like that. You'd have to have some appropriate clothing.
I could put on my clothes instead of having the...
No, it's like suit and tie.
I wouldn't have my sword to protect though.
You gotta wear your sword, but you wouldn't have your armor. There'll be people there that have swords. At least daggers.
I could bring my dagger instead of my sword.
Like both, as long as it's not too obtrusive.
My mom is a seamstress, so if you can... if we have, I don't know, something that's just not as clean or nice, but it can be fixed up, I could sew any holes and get it washed.
I don't think it's a problem to find something to wear. Just gonna cost us time. Bangs on the wall of the carriage. And the driver pulls to a stop. Just a minute. He steps out. He leans out the door and he says, "Changing plans. We're gonna go to the 45. The dress shop? Yeah. In the lower city? Yeah, is that a problem? No, we're pretty close to there now. Then where? I'll tell you after we take care of this business. Remember, I'm off at midnight.
All right.
What time is it now? A little after 11. We should be fine. You should be able to drop us at our destination. Not the Boltmore? No. We've got another plan. All right. Gonna be another 6 copper. Sure thing. In fact, here. He gives him a gold piece. Until midnight, wherever we are. He says, "Sir, for that kind of tip, I'd work till dawn. I might take you up on it. I'm not actually offering. My wife would kill me. Would she for another gold? There's another guy runs this carriage after midnight, so it'd probably take more than that, actually. I'd have to pay him for a night's work. Well, if we get close to midnight and we need you, then we'll make that arrangement." "Sure thing. Late night business. Gotta love it." He leans back in, shakes his cloak off. "It's still raining pretty good. I would not like a job driving a carriage." All right, and so you're headed off to 45, dress shop in the lower city. He says, "They'll have suits there as well."
Of course, it's the restaurant.
We'll probably have to get you, you can probably have all your extra gear in this carriage, or assuming we can keep him for long enough. But we'll get you dressed, and then I'll get you an invitation. And then you get in the party, get close to Gloria. I'll tell you what she looks like. And in fact, I'll write a note from me to her so you can give her the note and let her know that you're there for her security and that she probably needs to beef up her security a little bit. She'll have men around, but unless they know to expect trouble.
I got paper and...
I got a bunch of paper.
Yeah, we both got paper, so if you need paper, you've got this.
All right. Okay, so you're off to the dress shop. On the way there, he'll use the paper and pen and write the note, and we'll call.
Yeah, I also have pen.
Well, stop. Time commitment. But you're off to get fancy dress.
Yay!
Leave all your extra equipment in the carriage.
I'm carrying my book bag.
Also, just to burst your bubble, the downside of having to go in there dressed in fancy clothing is
what?
You get no experience.
Why?
One downside of Cavaliers is if they don't wear the best available armor in an encounter, they get no experience.
Yeah.
So if you fight while in the house,
you'll
get no experience for it. But you will get, get to advance the plot.
Am I old enough to at least look like an actual knight if I wear my armor?
Yeah, somewhat.
I might just walk in there in the armor.
Just in. They won't have anybody in armor in there. It's a social function.
And he won't let you do it.
He won't let you do it because you'll stand out. So what?